This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hit.
The public will be truly amazed by that.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce
Howie Carr.
Right before the show started, I sent an email to the state police naming the two troopers that I believe were involved in the drunken brawl Friday night, or it was a beatdown. I listed their names, middle initials, ages, home addresses, and I asked for confirmation or denial. I just got back from the state police. Howie, I'd refer you to the previous statement we released. The Massachusetts State Police is aware of a video showing an off-duty trooper striking another off-duty trooper during a physical altercation. Immediately upon learning of the incident, the department relieved the trooper seen striking the other trooper from duty pending a formal duty status hearing. The department's Office of Professional Integrity and Accountability is actively investigating. In other words, the investigation is continuing. The department is refraining from further comment, so they refuse to confirm or deny my two names, ages, home addresses of the troopers, because the investigation continues. And I looked on the Post Commission, which certifies police officers in the Massachusetts at every level, and I checked them out, and both of them continue to be certified. The one thing I don't know is which is which. I don't know which one struck the other one, but they're 39 and 37 years old. They both have, I regret to say, Hibernian surnames. And they both are from Quincy. That's what my information is, which the state police refuse to confirm or deny. All right. Someone says, in the future, Howie, can you please start using only free range taillight? I do. That's all I use. Not only is it free range taillight, it's organic taillight. And it's artisanal. Artisanal, however you pronounce it. Same thing as all those fancy vegetables. It's free range, organic, artisanal. Heritage. It's heritage taillight too. Time now for the chump line.
From the Parker River to the sea, piping plovers will be free.
Yes, they will.
Howie, a gender activist is someone who can explain what a male lesbian is.
Yes, and what about the frightening increase in prostate cancer in trans men? And the number of hysterectomies hysterectomies in trans women. And I'm all confused. You know what I meant. Prostate cancer in guys pretending to be women and hysterectomies in women pretending to be guys. You got it. I just couldn't explain it. It's above my pay grade, as Barack Obama used to say. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Local Silver Met, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermet.com.
The Diary of Roscoe the Pug, day 1285 of my captivity. The prison warden, who looks like Phil Silvers, had me transferred from Rikers to MCI Wellesley. In other words, from one communist hellhole to another. Well, the joke's on him. I forged his signature and turned over all of his paltry book and movie royalties on page 8 of the Iranian MOU. Woof!
I finally got my Hitman royalties. I never thought I was going to see him again. But after about a million emails and texts back and forth, I got $150. I think it's about 3 years worth of royalties. But it's better than nothing.
Hey, Howie, I think it's about time we renamed the squad as the Moscow Mule. AOC and her kind certainly look like them in the first place.
They are getting rougher and rougher looking, aren't they? Just brutal. The one in Colorado is not that bad looking, but she's as crazy as the rest of them.
Howie, do you think Haley and Wu will have a 4th of July cookout and invite some of our new guests? I heard they've located the mariachi band.
Somebody tell that to Representative Moran. He doesn't want to get struck from behind at a late night stoplight.
Joe Biden says he can't wait for Independence Day so he can enjoy a beer from one of his favorite historical politicians, Samuel Jackson.
I thought you were going to make a joke about Depends on Independence Day, but you went in a different direction, which is fine.
Have you heard? Mamdani is so bad in New York, the Cubans already built rafts and are going back to Cuba.
Now he says he wants to do something about that pesky provision in the Constitution saying you have to be born in the U.S. He's been a citizen now since 2019. Why doesn't he go back to Africa and make Uganda a better country? Just like all these Haitians, they should go back and make Haiti great again, or make Haiti great for the first time ever.
As a result of the Supreme Court's decision to deport Haitian migrants, residents of Martha's Vineyard are planning to hold a 36-hour vigil to show their support.
Did you hear about the Haitian plus-sized woman who's screeching about this? She was at the Michelle Wu rally in Boston, Cut 7.
This is the time for all of us to raise our voices and to say this country is also our country, is also the country of our immigrants, because we are the one who built it.
They built the country. From the foreign freeloader flop houses all the way to the storefront at on Blue Hill Avenue, where they were stealing $7 million in food stamps. They built the country. Yes, they did. From the rape of the disabled girl in Kingston to the impregnation of the disabled daughter by the Haitian who they let run away to Worcester. They built the country. Yes, indeed, they did.
Howie, come on. You know, Plattner isn't getting up early in the morning for work. He's 100% disabled.
Oh, I forgot. Thanks for reminding me. You remember Maxwell Smart? Well, then now there's a representative from Florida. I think he's from Orlando, a congressman named Maxwell Frost. And he has one of these big 60s, 70s afros. And this is his take on the Haitians and temporary protected status, which enables 65% of them to be on welfare from the moment they arrive here. Cut 9.
A lot of my colleagues in D.C. like to talk about American exceptionalism, but then they're ripping away every day the few things that make our country different. TPS is part of that. It is part of what sets our nation apart, that we view the world and we say, if you have instability, if you aren't safe, you can come here.
And live for free. Never work a day in your life and commit any damn crime you want. That's what makes America great. For Haitians, anyway.
They're eating the cats.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. weekdays. The number is 844-500-4242 if you wish to leave such a message. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message just now or you'd like to hear a second brand new Chump Line, You can. It's called Chopped Chumps, our second chump line of the day. It's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. And Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day, is posted every weeknight around 7 p.m. Today's chump line is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com.
From the Parker River to the sea, piping plovers will be free.
Yes, yes. We must protect them everywhere except in Nantucket Sound, where the wind turbines can murder them with impunity. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Carr is back.
Just put out the reel on the state police. It's Chloe did a great job on it, and John Belushi makes a cameo appearance, chanting as you might expect, "Toga, toga, toga,
toga, toga." Toga, 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 toga.
That's the official anthem of the Massachusetts State Police. Today's poll question is brought to you by Regenerous Medical in Westwood. Dr. Welter gave me my Cellulift, and he can do it for you too, making you look years younger without looking overdone. Book your free Zoom consultation from the comfort of your own home at regenerousmedical.com. That's R-E-G-E-N-E-R-I-S medical.com. R-E-G-E-N-E-R-I-S medical.com. What have you got to lose? It's free. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is how long will politically wired serial rapist Alvin Campbell Jr. really serve of his quote-unquote life without parole sentence? Until his sister becomes governor and pardons him, less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, he'll get out when he's old or he really will die in prison.
He's going to do 5 to 10 years.
20% of the audience believes he'll do 5 to 10 years. 26% say less than 5 years. 43% say until his sister becomes governor and pardons him. 6% for he'll get out when he's old. 4% still think he will die in prison.
919 says, but who's going to change the bedpans? Well, I think we can find some Americans. We just got to get them back to work. J.D. Vance was making that point the other day with the New York Times. We got 7 million working age male American citizens who aren't working. I think we can get them back to work if we just cut the welfare. You know, we've got to stop paying people not to work. 844-500-4242. 617. Now we got a complaint from Duxbury about the piping plovers. It's not just Plum Island, apparently. It's just that on the South Shore, they haven't figured out that they can use this to shut down the 4th of July Independence Day celebrations. Every summer, Duxbury sells hundreds of expensive overland vehicle permits only to close the beaches down for most of July and August due to nesting piping plovers. Please,
we gotta do something about these birds.
Please remove from endangered to free-range tasty birds. Piping plovers are much more savory than Cornish game hens. I collect mine by the wind turbines. I never was a big Cornish game hen person. It's kind of a lot of bones for not too much meat. I like Chick-fil-A, not even on sandwiches, just the tenders, the Chick-fil-A chicken tenders. They're the best. The Haitians, from scam to shining scam. 203, you misunderstood the Haitian lady. She was saying, we bilk this country. We bilked this country. Yeah, they have bilked it. There's no doubt about that. You want to hear Boston Mayor Michelle Wu? You know, she's the one who has the ceremony every year saying that the Somalis built Boston. Who knew? Who knew? They were the Minutemen. Cut 8.
The city of Boston is a home for everyone. Boston, c'est la caillou. We will never back down from protecting all of our neighbors.
We will make sure that they have plenty of places where they can commit food stamp fraud and where they can rape to their heart's content in the foreign freeloader hotels, just like in Kingston and Marlboro.
Please won't you be my neighbor?
And yes, voodoo shrines will be available, at least some of the foreign freeloader flop houses, even though they changed the name in the official reports to magic shrines, not voodoo shrines. 201, hunger is a great work motivator. Yes, it certainly is. Meanwhile, people in Maine are going to these city meetings, city council meetings, and talking about how unsafe everything is. And here's another mother from Bangor, Maine, talking about how terrible the city has become since Democrats have started importing the third world. Cut 10.
Over the past year, my family has experienced trespassing on our property, inappropriate behavior in front of our children, some involving open bottles of alcohol, and nighttime approaches to our home. Discarded needles in parks where children play, including Broadway Park, where my children practice soccer twice a week. The library, once a safe family destination, has become a place where we hear obscenities and witness inappropriate behavior. Downtown has become rife with open drug use and intoxication, indecent exposure, and inappropriate behaviors of many kinds. We don't take family walks and bike rides to the many downtown businesses that we would like to frequent. I recently had to explain to my 11-year-old what that man was doing with a needle. And my 6-year-old hockey league, which volunteers parking cars during waterfront concerts, has had to be warned not to wear Crocs or play in the bushes.
Oh, God. Bangor, Maine. Meanwhile, horror as man 28 is killed by a crocodile in Puerto Vallarta. That's Mexico. As California couple try to save him, a crocodile. You know, alligators are pretty scary, but I think crocodile are even more scary because they got the square face. It looks like they could bite down on you even harder than an alligator. The attack occurred as a 28-year-old man from Mexico was in the resort town for work. They were relaxing. The family from California were staying at the hotel and relaxing by the pool when they heard screams from the beach. We thought it was a guy stuck in a rip current, so Chris took off down to the water, and I ran right after him, Yetter told NBC News in L.A. There was really nothing at the beach at all to help. We were just scrambling, seeing what we could do. But he got pulled under. He got pulled under. The incident happened near the site of a 2022 crocodile attack that injured two Colorado tourists in Jalisco. You know, though, say what you will, there's a lot of money laundering or alleged money laundering going on in the Grand Cayman Islands. But Caymans, I don't think, have nearly as many attacks on human beings as their cousins, the crocodiles and the alligators. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. If you got a question on your car, call us, 844-500-4242, or text Howie to 617-213-1066. Howie to 617-213-1066. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
With us now is Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. You know either one of those gentlemen? Are they customers of yours?
No.
Bill?
I can't say I do.
I can't believe that these names have not come out yet. Again, they're dummying up. The investigation continues.
Maybe they'll come out on my segment.
I gotta wait for the official confirmation. But we got their names, addresses, their age. We even got their middle initials, and they haven't been neither one. There's only one that should be suspended. The one in the black shirt who was punching the hell out of the other one.
Yeah, he can really throw a punch.
Well, I mean, it helps when you outweigh the other guy by 100 pounds. You know, it gives you a little edge in a boxing ring or a street fight. But you know, so we just wait to hear what the next step is going to be. And again, we have the report of Sean Good's racist comments, 17 pages worth from the Canton PD, and that's posted on our website, HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, warning extremely bad language. But right now, it's time for our monthly visit with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care in North Weymouth, and he's here to answer all of your questions about cars. And again, you can go online. We've already got calls, 844-500-4242, or you can text questions to Howie at 617-213-1066. We also have some questions from the text line. So Bill,
yeah.
I got a text earlier saying that the president has signed some kind of executive order making it easier for people to get repairs outside of the insurance agencies taking some control away from auto insurance companies. Do you know about that?
No, I mean, that's probably something to do with maybe body work or something.
Yeah.
Because they do control that, especially in Massachusetts. It's highly regulated. So it's very difficult to run a body shop in Massachusetts. Not so much on the repair end, other than the right to repair. So they do hold back information, but we could still access it. But on the body end, it's really difficult to run a
So this is good shop. For the this is good for people if there's some loosening of
anytime they loosen the regulations it's a good thing.
All right. 844-500-4242 and tell us about that JB Auto Care before we go to the calls.
Yeah, we're at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth and our phone number is 781-331-6068 and we're open 7 days a week and we have free loaner cars.
Open 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
And free loaner cars.
Yep.
Those are pretty good draws.
Yes, they are.
And the number is 781-331-6068. Anything people need to know as we move into the summer season? What to watch out for?
You know, I mean...
Other than piping plovers?
Yeah, don't run them over. You know, stay on top of your oil changes. That pretty much covers everything because then you can check your filters, your brakes, your fluids. You know, a lot of manufacturers are pushing lifetime fluids on like antifreeze and transmission fluid, and that's not so. So it's lifetime of the warranty of the transmission or the engine. So, you know, you want to stay on top of those fluids because coolant gets acidic and, you know, transmission fluid gets contaminated and gets condensation. And so you do want to flush out those fluids, say, every 50, 60,000 miles if you want to, you know, keep your car for a few hundred thousand miles. And they should last that long. So, you know, you don't have to buy a new $50,000
vehicle. Do you
have to
worry about evaporation at all, or is that not an issue with these kinds of synthetic liquids?
Yeah, no, they don't evaporate. It's a sealed unit. So the coolant doesn't evaporate because it's a sealed system. So if you're down antifreeze, you typically have a leak. So the same thing with transmission fluid. It's a sealed unit. So if the fluid is down, you typically have a leak somewhere.
Okay, 844-500-4242. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care in North Weymouth. Go ahead,
Frank. Very good. I got a question on a 2015 Toyota RAV. It won't pass inspection. It's my daughter's car, and she says that they can't fix it to get a sticker. They're like, they don't know why it won't pass. They put in parts that, you know, are supposed to correct the problem, like a sensor or something like this here, whatever there. And so she can't get a sticker. So it's like, do you handle something like that? And I'm in Melrose. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're down in Weymouth, where we can definitely take care of that for you. So, you know, I'm assuming your check engine light's on, so whatever particular code it is. So we'd first have to diagnose a code, and then we can, but everything's fixable on those vehicles. So Toyota is actually our specialty.
So are there some cars that are just, that just can't pass inspection?
You know, I've never had one, but they do have a waiver system where if you spend a certain amount of money on an older vehicle, they'll give you a waiver for a year or two. It's very rare that something like that happens. I mean, everything's fixable. It just depends how much money you want to spend on it. But you do want it, you know, diagnosed properly, because you can throw a lot of, you know, good money at, you know, the wrong answer. So you have to make sure your technician knows what they're talking about.
All right. 844-500-4242-508. Ask Bill if this is a bunch of BS. Honda told me I could only use Honda transmission fluid.
That is true. So I wouldn't deviate from any manufacturer recommends. So these transmissions are actually very complicated. Toyota has their own fluid. Honda has their own fluid.
Really?
Yeah. So there are aftermarket fluids. I have tried to use those and they don't work. So I wouldn't deviate from that. It's very expensive too. So there's no more, you know, $2 a quart. You know, some of them are, you know, $20, $30, $40 a quart. You know, especially when you get into the European BMW, Audis, Mercedes. So be very careful which kind of fluid you put in your car. Spend the money on the right stuff.
And you use that euphemism, aftermarket.
Yeah.
Generic.
You know, sometimes it can work. You know, I'm a big, you know, customer in the aftermarket world, but on some stuff you cannot deviate from it.
So, I mean, how much stuff should you believe when you're at a dealership? You know, when they're talking about this stuff, like you can't use only their transmission fluid.
Yeah, I mean, these days you have the internet, so you can research whatever they say. If you're not buying what they're selling, you know, ChatGPT, you know, you can Google it. You know, you can call us, get, you know, free advice, free second opinion. You know, so always, you know, question everything.
Question authority, as they used to say in the 70s. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care in North Weymouth. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Good, how are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well, thank you. We purchased a 2015 new Jeep Wrangler four-door unlimited Willys. Nice. It had the 3.6 liter Pentastar V6. Thank God I got a 7-year warranty. It actually, by mileage, ended at about six and a half miles.
Mm-hmm.
At around 6.5 years. Okay. Now, my question is, that engine actually went bad at 91,000 miles. We did every conceivable procedure as recommended and then some. And we're very disappointed. That was a 3.6 liter Pentastar V6.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, and by the way, wasn't a great part for physical hardware parts like ball joints, tie rods, axles, okay? We didn't drive this hard. It was just a family car. We babied this thing. But on the engine itself, was there a problem with the usage of and they changed which ones they use. Of the oil, the artificial, the synthetic oils, was that the problem with that engine, or we just unlucky?
You know, I see a lot of problems with those motors, from camshafts to lifters to timing chains. I'm gonna blame the manufacturer on that. You know, you can use aftermarket oils, and you know, we Jeeps are one of our best customers. Unfortunately, you know, between, like you said, ball joints and leaks. I love Jeeps. I owned one when I was younger. You know, they're fun to drive, but they are extremely high maintenance vehicles.
Let's face it, Bill, you're prejudiced against American vehicles.
Hey, I'm America. I wish I can recommend an American vehicle.
Here it is, almost on the 250th anniversary, yeah. And you're dumping on American products again.
I'm sorry.
Like every month.
I'm sorry.
I know you have more experience.
I have
experience.
To tell the truth.
I understand. I was just kidding you. Don, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, I've got a 2018 Highlander I bought last September, 94,000 miles on it. It has a battery that's 2 years old, and it keeps going flat if I don't drive it every 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the battery checked, and they said it's fine, but they would replace it if it happened again. My question is, the previous owner had a remote start
mm-hmm.
put in it.
Yep.
And I was wondering if that didn't have something to do with draining that battery.
You know, it could. So first you have to put like a tester on there to see, you know, if there is some kind of draw. So if there is, it's one of the most challenging problems to find on a vehicle because it can disappear and come back. And then you have to actually trace down what the cause is. But my first go-to is anything aftermarket on a vehicle. So if you have a remote car starter and it's aftermarket, which they typically are, I would definitely remove that and then to see if you still have the problem. And if you do, you know, you got to go on the hunt for the actual problem. It's very difficult.
Is it hard to remove it?
It's not too hard. You know, just
could he do it?
Possibly. You know, you can reach under there. Sometimes you just unplug it. Other times it's more involved. You have to remove wires. So, you know, if you're handy, you can do it. But
yeah.
You know, you don't want to mess up the wiring system in your vehicle. That can cause a lot of problems.
As Karen Reed found out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call there, Don. Let's see here. Ask Bill if he knows about the Hyundai new pickup truck. It's called the Porter, or am I misinformed?
I haven't seen one of those yet or heard of it. I'd have to do some research on that.
Okay. How about the 24 F-150 XLT? Cameras everywhere. Are they recording? How far back can I access the recordings?
That's a great question. I mean, we found on the Karen Reed vehicle, they took the infotainment system and they were able to, you know, pull up. Yeah.
Can the state police frame you with one of those cameras? That's an even better question.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what we don't know yet.
978 agrees with you. He says Jeep stands for just empty every pocket.
Oh, I never heard that. That's great.
John, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Broussard. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Howie.
Hi.
My question, I have it's a 2018 Challenger Scat Pack 6.4 with a manual transmission.
Nice.
And yeah, thank you. And I've 130,000 miles. I've owned a bunch of manual transmissions in my life,
mm-hmm.
and this one's doing something I've never seen. When I park it, I leave it in gear so it won't roll even with the brakes set.
Okay.
And when I get into it to start it, I have to pull hard enough on the shifter to get it out of gear. I'm worried about breaking something.
Even
with the clutch pushed in.
Even with the clutch, you know, the clutch could be getting weak, like the pressure plate on it. Or the synchronizers on the actual, on the gear, whatever you're putting in, could be, you know, with that kind of miles, the synchronizers could be, you know, getting worn. So you either got a clutch problem or a synchronizer problem, but, you know, you could probably start with, you know, change the fluid. You know, a lot of people don't change the fluid on the manual transmissions, but you should do that, say, every 50, 60,000 if you want to, you know, keep that for the long haul, which it sounds like you do. Those are nice cars.
Okay. Good luck, John. Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna, Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher. This device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes, providing a critical window for you to escape or get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. The hostile driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged and handled. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy. It saved two lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be conveniently shipped directly to your door. More than 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
With us is Bill Broussard for one more segment. And can you maybe, if we run out of time, can you stick around and take a call or two on the line if they're here?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll do that then. If so stay on the line if we come to the end of the segment. Where are you, Bill? And give us your phone number and why people should come to JB Auto Care.
So we're at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth, and it's 781-331-6068. As we talked about earlier, we're open 7 days a week, and we have free loaner cars and master technicians.
And give us the number one more time.
781-331-6068.
All right. Trucks are crazy expensive nowadays, says 512, but I'd like something that can tow a side-by-side or small boat. Am I crazy to look at a used Toyota Sienna or a Honda Odyssey?
No, I mean, I like this, you know, the Sienna's are nice, but you got to make sure, you know, it can actually, it can tow that kind of weight. So it's tricky. You might look into the weight, the tow capacity. You can tow things with those, but, you know.
Doesn't it say it in the guide?
It'll say it in the guide, yeah.
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 2015 Dodge Ram 1500. I changed the AC compressor. Can I refill the coolant with store-bought cans, or do I need an AC machine?
Well, you do have to, you know, whenever you open the system, you have to evacuate all the air out of it. So you do need a machine, and you want to put the precise amount of oil and refrigerant in there, or you're going to ruin the new compressor. So, you know, spend the money and have it charged up professionally.
Dave, you're next with Howie Carr and Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care in Weymouth. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, my son has a 2014 Ford Escape, and I've driven it because he wanted me to test it. When you come to a stop and it's in drive, if you have to stop at a light or something, a couple seconds after you come to a complete stop, the engine just starts to rumble and feels like it wants to jump out of the car. And so if you put it into neutral, it stops doing that. And then when the light turns green, if you drop it into drive, it'll go just fine. But when it's sitting still like that, it's just acting crazy.
Okay.
And the only codes that are showing are catalytic converter codes.
Okay.
Any ideas?
I mean, you could have a clogged catalytic converter, but the symptom you're describing sounds like, you know, if you have a manual transmission, you come down to a stop and you don't press your foot on the clutch, you'll stall the engine. So on the automatic,
no.
Yeah. So, which most people don't know that these days because, you know, no one, how to drive those. But the automatic transmission, they have a torque converter. So when you're in gear and you're coming down to a stop, it's supposed to release it and, you know, go into neutral. So if the torque converter is stuck on, it'll act like you didn't step on the clutch on a manual transmission. So you might have a transmission problem with the torque converter. So I would definitely have that checked out.
Okay, we got two calls left, Ted and Lisa Marie. You'll take them afterwards, right?
Yeah,
after we leave. Okay, give us the phone number one more time and when you're open for JB Auto Care in North Weymouth.
So it's 781-331-6068, and we're open 7 days a week, and we have free loaner cars.
JB Auto Care, they do a great job. Hold on, Ted and Lisa Marie. Thanks for being with us. Bill Broussard. I'm Howie Carr.